following is a digital media production.
I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe.
And today we talk about sleep paralysis and how creepy it can be, a guy who might be a sociopath, and a dude who's trying to fuck his best friend. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato. Today we have a returning guest.
Mike Ross!
Hey!
My guy, Mike.
Hey, thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
You requested him, you get him.
Yeah, I'm on the Twitter now, too. So
ooh. The Twitter.
So if you remember me from such stories as pooping in people's closets, keeping a picture of Jeffrey Dahmer in my wallet, the Tom Cruise collage.
Oh, that was the one.
The Tom Cruise collage. Or being the married guy who loves my wife because she's a good person with huge tits. that's me. So I don't know what it is. It's Mike.
Handsome
you don't even
Mike.
Remember. No.
Mike,
you can't Hold promote on. Your Twitter if you don't remember what the fucking handle
Mike
is.
Mike Cross Comedy. That's it.
Oh,
that's,
what happened to Handsome Mike?
I don't know.
Fucking threw that one
growing
out the window.
I get
Mike
a text
Cross
from
comedy.
Him. I get a text from him and he's like, hey, you didn't follow me on Twitter. And I was like, I didn't even know you were on. He's like, I sent you a message. I was like, I don't know how I missed it, but it was so funny.
I sent a few of those. Excuse me? We need to have a conversation. I'm wondering why you're not following me back. Because the thing is, when I started it, because I had that old handle that I deleted, but I think something was wrong. I was fucking losing it. Because I would tweet stuff and like follow people. They're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mike, I went on your Twitter feed and it's all you reaching out to everyone being like, hey, I'm on Twitter. Follow me. Like 100 of them. And I was like, this dude needs to calm the fuck down. Give it a
no
minute.
No one was getting,
give it a minute.
Hold on. The problem is you're going to make me sound like a psycho, which I might be a little bit. Now, listen, the problem is that the people weren't like my account was being verified. So I tweeted, like, you never even got the notification that I tweeted at you, correct?
No.
See? The problem was no one was getting anything. I was fucking losing it. I literally felt like I was going to go into a fucking Starbucks with a shotgun and be like, Twitter.
But listen,
you know what I mean?
My point here is you were fine not being on Twitter for years. Give it a second. You don't need to get a shotgun because you join it for 24 hours and you don't have fucking thousands of followers.
It's not
yet.
The thousand of followers. It wasn't. I don't even give a shit how many followers I have. I'm probably at 200 now. But the problem is. No, this is it. The thing is,
this guy gets 200 new followers
a
minute.
Like, yeah, he's a million. I'm between that Joe. Hey, Joe.
No. Did you follow Mike?
No.
Oh, my God.
Tweet me at. No, I'm just kidding.
I didn't get a tweet.
I haven't. I literally. I haven't.
No. I
don't tweet. I've been waiting outside your house. No. I need a tweet of you for. I'm watching you.
I don't tweet. I knock. But you don't open the door.
No. The problem was is that it just wasn't. No one was getting any notifications for me. Now. I was losing it. But it all worked
out.
I'm
sorry that you had such a tough, hard week, Mike.
I know what it's like.
We'll pray for you.
I know what it's like to be in the struggle. Yeah, yeah. You don't eat, my Twitter don't work.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like.
No, but listen. Yeah, so that's that.
Well,
but
thanks for coming on.
Mike Cross Comedy.
100%.
I love Mike. Big fan.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. I'm looking forward. Thank you guys. I always love being
here. Yeah, of course.
It's a great time.
Like I said, you and Nathan are the big returning. And Leah. We've had Leah on. Leah Bonema has been
on.
Oh,
you know what? I just talked to her for the first time the other day.
Really?
I've met her in passing, but she's great.
She's awesome.
Phenomenal.
Hilarious, too.
Yeah.
Great stand-up.
I love her joke about smiling. I don't know what it is. Like, some guys, like, smile to her. Do you know what joke I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that joke.
Why don't you tell her whole joke, but tell it really, you know, in a bad, awful way. She'll love that.
She said something about smiling. I don't fucking know.
Check it out. LeahBonema.com.
She's great. I like her.
All right, let's get to our email.
All right. Okay. I mean, this email is, I don't know.
Just read it, okay. Joe.
Here we go. it's from a guy, Brian.
This is such like my listener in a way.
Yeah, it's a guy from a guy.
Do you guys get this? So when someone emails in, is it both you guys or separate?
Yes, but I mean this particular email is like so directed to all the shit I say all the time.
Yeah, so okay. It says, I hear you say to be true to yourself often. I'm the kind of person who doesn't feel a lot. I'm not sensitive. I rarely cry, and I'm blunt. I also don't have any goals.
Jesus.
I'm 27 years old and have a good job, but I'm not passionate about it or much else. Any suggestions on how to find my hidden passion?
Your hidden Mike? Passion? His passion is going to be chopping up women in his basement. This is what this guy... I have no feelings.
I don't...
No feelings or... No feelings. No goals.
Well, okay. Let me go into my non-funny response, and then I'll let... You know, Mike, tear this poor innocent man even have to shreds.
I'll give him advice.
I don't even know how to make a joke. I don't even know how to make a joke.
So let me just say a couple things. First of all, I have met some people who have trouble with emotions. And actually, some of them have been autistic, you know, because some people are born. If you have a more autistic brain, there's something in the wiring where it is harder to access your emotions. So that could be an actual thing, you know. Or it could be that this person has suppressed his excitement and his feelings down so much because his childhood was scary and he had to like shut those things down as a way to survive. The way I would get in touch with your excitement, I don't know. Like,
there has to be something that makes you happy.
Big tits don't excite you?
Yeah, come on.
The little things in life.
Yeah, you know areola. Mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even just to like it looks like a shadow, but you're like, nope. That's areola.
Yeah.
That's what I love. And I actually like when it's like, you're not sure because it's like a game. You're like, I got to figure this out. And then you figure it out and you're like, that was a tit.
Yeah.
I do the same thing when I, you know, I'm like, is that the tip of a dick? Is that the tip of a dick?
Well, like in sweatpants?
Yeah. No. Yeah, oh, but wow. No, I don't really do that.
Oh, you can see that. Like, do you know John Hamm's packing? You ever see that one?
No.
No.
Oh, my God. He's got a foot long in there.
Not that you're looking.
I did.
Wait, there's
this. I think I know. I was Googling. Guys, yes.
Wait, there's this amazing GIF on Facebook I saw of these cops who are frisking this guy, and they think it's a weapon.
Yeah, I saw that.
And they're grabbing his dick. Like, you see the cop, and he's, like, grabbing the dick. He thinks it's a weapon, and then he realizes it, and he quickly, like, releases and lets go, and just you see him go. Or no, you hear the guy go, that's my dick, and the guy just goes, sorry.
He goes, yeah, he grabs it. He's like, what is this? Like, he's got, like, oh, I busted you. You can hide it there. He's like, that's my penis.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, what are you doing with salami in your pants? What is this,
was
sir?
A monster.
It was a huge dick.
I did not see that.
Yeah. All right, we cut you off.
You were saying, we were talking about there has to be something that excites you. Like, because even, like, starting there, even if it seems like something silly and irrelevant,
irrelevant?
Irrelevant.
What the fuck did you just say? Irrelevant?
He's
talking like me over here.
What did you say? Oh, my God. No. Can we rewind that? Irrelevant is, you know, things that are irrelevant. It's just irrelevant. Go ahead. Move forward.
Anyway, even if it seems like it's a silly thing to be excited for, start there. Start pulling on the thread of, you know, feeling at least. Because it might just be hidden away and you have to start. Like, even once, I always talk about this guy, Bashar, my guy who channels his higher alien self. But he always says, you know, following your highest excitement, it can seem like it makes no sense at first. Like, you could be like, wait, all I want to do is like go to a park and lay down and, you know, touch the grass. Like, great. That's, you know, start there. That'll lead somewhere else.
How did you come up with that example?
I don't know. Maybe that's my highest excitement right now.
Just
want
to go to the park and touch the grass.
No, you know, like when you sit and you just put your hands down on it and you're like, well, how can this be following my highest excitement? It is. Maybe what you really need first is to calm your thoughts and peace for the other things to come up.
What's like a little thing that excites you, Kate? Yeah. Like a little thing in life that you're like, oh, I look forward to this.
I want to think of a good one.
I'm going to ask you
Shit.
We'll get Kate out of the way. Come on, we got
it. You know what I mean?
You have to pretend to be nice to me. So I ask you back.
Hold on. Can I just say one thing real quick?
Yeah.
The reason why I never had Twitter before, I don't know if people think I'm a weirdo, is I had a stalker who was a guy, which is weird. I can't get into any details, but that's why I never had it. So.
What, he would just tweet you all the time?
He wouldn't tweet me. He just wanted to know. He'd like get involved in my life, and it was so bizarre.
What?
Wait. How the fuck does Twitter correlate to that?
Because I didn't want information's power. Okay, so I didn't want
sure.
him.
Oh, you didn't want to tweet things and he'd be okay.
I didn't want him to be like to know things about me.
Wait,
I didn't
want
to give him the satisfaction of knowing things.
Are you worried?
Weird.
Are you still worried?
I'm not still worried. I mean, finally now I feel like okay. You know,
I can sleep at night now.
Yeah, like it was weird. It's weird.
Have you seen this man?
Mike gets murdered 2 weeks from now. It's not funny at all.
It's weird because I wouldn't want to. I'm the worst person to do that too. What the? I got nothing. You know what I mean? Like, why would you? I would do it to you. I've been doing it. It's not bad. It's fun. Yeah, I get why people are stalking. It's cool. But I'm just saying, to me, I got nothing going on. You know what I mean? But that's why.
You have binoculars watching into your apartment, and you're just fighting with Alyssa about your pets. There's nothing good there,
nothing
guys.
Nothing going on.
There's nothing good with Joe either, though. You're not going to find. You want the excitement.
There's not much.
Talk this, bitch. I'm talking to spirits, fighting with dudes, crying about my childhood. I'm where the
things
at.
Reading tarots.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
So you want drama? Come to me.
I want people to think I'm weird. I mean, I am, but.
You're definitely weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, highest excitement. Well, first of all, I love dancing. Dancing is like my favorite thing to do. I'm actually going dancing tomorrow at an event called Duskbreaker. By the time you guys listen, it'll already happened. But it's Duskbreaker, and it's like 7:30 to 10, or it's like 6:30 or something. But it's like early. So yeah, so dancing, and then like even smaller. I just like even food can excite me. If I'm going to a good, fun restaurant, I can really look forward to that. But you know what the other thing about following your highest excitement? It can seem silly, but if in the moment, suppose you're like, I'm having this desire to go to the park. There might be someone there you're meant to meet. So that thing inside you,
I agree.
You might not know why, but it could be you're about to meet someone who's going to change your life. So that's why it's important to follow it, even if you don't know why.
Yeah, no, that's yeah. Joe?
He did not care at all.
I did care. That was
about
great.
What I had to say.
That was great. That was I get it. I'm the same way. Like I had this feeling. Roll with it. That's because it.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like a cool example.
Like little things. Like if
I know. I don't want to. Like I just. I don't know, man.
Sex.
What?
That's always fun and exciting.
Sure.
But like, I'm not gonna say that.
I was trying to give you examples.
I'm trying to give like a little weird thing that like is not everyone's
Do you like
answer.
Cutting your toenails? Is that fun for you?
Not at all.
Getting a haircut?
I like getting a haircut, sure. I like brand new socks. Putting
on
brand new
socks. Nothing's better than brand new socks. That's the best ever.
Yeah. Okay, listen, this guy.
Put on a pair of brand new socks.
Your life's going to be way better. You're going to change.
You're welcome. You are welcome.
Take a walk to the park in your brand new
socks.
It's
the little things that matter.
My big thing with this guy is he says I don't have feelings. Now that's to me.
Some people have numbed themselves.
That's like borderline.
Sociopathic?
Serial killer shit. Like I don't have feelings. You're like, what? You don't have feelings.
Some people literally. You know, well, cutting's a whole different thing, but some people cut or even cause physical harm to either release all the feelings they're feeling or to just feel something.
And
Dexter, you know, his whole thing was because he was numb and a sociopath, that's the only thing that made him feel something at that point. Because he had been through and seen so much traumatic shit as a child because his mom got murdered in front of him. Dexter, you know, the whole...
And this guy says that he's a young guy?
27.
Wow, that's young.
Not that young.
I mean... Yeah, but he's not like going through a midlife crisis at 40 where you're like, this is life. I mean, I tell you one thing about life. Life's repetitive. It's all it's all repetition. It's just you do the same jokes all the time, just a little bit different. You know, don't you?
I definitely am sick of telling the same jokes.
But you get what I'm saying, though.
True, there's a lot of repetition to life that's beautiful. Yeah. But when you live the way that we're talking about, which is like literally following your highest excitement, it's not as repetitive.
Well, yeah, I'm, no.
Yours might be.
No,
because,
mine's not.
Because you wake up, see the same face, feed the same pets.
Well, that's the thing.
Tell the same jokes at the lantern.
The thing is, though, is what you have to do, to me at least, is I find different ways to find little things I look forward to or ways to kind of break up my routine, but it's also the same way, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. The feelings part is a little crazy to me, but,
You know what I think that is also? Like, a lot of people think they expect themselves to act a certain way, and if it's not what they expected, then they're like, something's wrong.
Do you have this guy's name?
Brian.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if he asked us to say
Well,
his
hey,
name
Brian,
right.
I didn't want you to feel like I was being mean when I said feelings. But hey, man, I'm with you. And I would say try to do something that you love. You know, for me, I like Googling girls with big boobs.
So that's what he does when he's feeling sad.
Joe, can you finish what you were saying before this guy?
He breaks up his routine. He wakes up, instead of feeding the cat, right to the Google.
I Google big boobs for 45
And then he's like,
minutes.
You know what?
No, I'm sorry.
Good
Joe,
day.
Go I'm sorry.
Mike Ross, the guru that helps everyone.
No, I don't even
what
know.
Were you saying? Oh. You were saying that some people think there's something wrong with that.
Yeah, some people think there's something wrong with that. Like he said that he doesn't cry. My brother Keith doesn't cry really either. And like, it's easy for him to say, oh, there must be something wrong with me. Or you just react differently. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's different. Like, you don't have to hold yourself to some standard. Like, I should be happy about this. I should be sad about this. Or I should be mad about this. And if you're not, you're not, dude. That's it. Like, it's not that you don't have feelings. It's just that I think you're not meeting your own expectations or whatever. Like, I should be happy about this. Why am I not happy? I don't fucking know. Maybe you don't actually like this shit. Mm. And you do something else. You know what I mean?
I like that both of your, this like Italian thing's coming out more with both of you on the episode.
Your brother doesn't cry at all? Not even at like certain movies like Good Will Hunting?
Good Will Hunting.
Remember that?
That's the one that came out.
What?
Good Will Hunting was the first one.
I cried at Air Bud.
In your head. Air Bud.
Yeah. Air Bud was
well,
rough.
You and the pets with
ooh,
the movies.
Oh, yo, dogs.
Yeah.
I
am a big dog
guy. If a dog dies in a movie, I'm like, fuck this whole film. And yeah, the whole everyone who made it, like, don't do it. It's terrible. I on my second grade birthday, I went to the movies to watch My Dog Skip with, like, a bunch of my friends. There was girls there and shit. Cried. Because they hit the dog with a shovel.
Oh, God.
Ah!
I can't even do it.
Yeah, man. I would rather, like, a baby get hit by a car in a movie than a dog.
Well, it's something an animal's defenseless. Well, I don't
you
know.
You could just hear my disagreeing with that.
Kate was, like, nodding her head, and then she went, no.
No. No. I mean, I'm the most sensitive person, obviously, so anything can make me cry. I think I was watching like a commercial that came up with Shane, and I was just like, "Oh no, we were watching." Do you ever see Miranda sing? She's like that popular YouTube star. I think she's hysterical.
Yeah, the one with the lipstick.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I really like her, and Shane likes her. So sometimes we'll watch her videos, and we went to her real channel, and it has like her wedding video, and like I was just sobbing. Shane and I are watching it together, and I'm just sobbing like a maniac, and he's just like, okay, mom, okay. By the way, this weekend, so I did a show for, it was like for Bliss Spa. They're running a campaign, and they want to have like female comics talking about one of their new products, and they paid us, but they also gave us like a gift certificate to Bliss Spa. So Shane and I this Saturday are going to go and get pedicures together.
Oh yeah.
And there's one, I'm getting the almond milk one. He picked, it's like the chocolate that you can like, you dip your feet in like this fudge chocolate thing. And then they like, he is so cute and he's so about it. I'm so excited to go
you
get
dip
pedicures.
Your feet in chocolate?
It's like a fudge chocolate manicure bath thing. I don't know. It's going to be fun, but I love
it. Yeah. Sounds delicious.
I love that. I know. They're going to give him chocolate to eat while he gets it.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, he's so excited. And I love doing those things, and you know that he's into the pedicure thing. I mean, maybe he'll hit an age where he's like, "I don't want to go get a pedicure with you, mom." But
sure,
I hope
he's a
not.
Teenager.
Yeah, but like a cool teenager would be like, "Yeah, I want to fucking have someone massage my feet."
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course, but
are you scared of me today, Mike?
No, I'm not scared.
Because I have come more into my dragon sorceress power lately.
Oh, my God.
So
if
I didn't
you
know,
say that again.
I didn't know if you were picking up on that and you were fearing my power.
I want to say one thing. No, not at all. I do feel a good energy today. I will be honest with you. I do. I don't want people to think that I base a woman on her worth on big boobs.
Oh.
I don't. Yes, I'm a big fan of them, but I think everyone's great in all aspects. Small boobs, little boobs, no boobs at all. You got them taken away. It doesn't matter. But I don't want people thinking I'm a, I don't know.
A maniac?
Yeah.
He's not the kind of guy who would shit in someone's closet, you guys.
Yeah, come on. Who do you think?
I'm not an asshole.
I love hearing Mike being like, what a sociopath. I'm like, yo, you used to go to people's parties and shit in their
closet.
They
had it coming. I am judge and juror. You know
what
I mean?
That's true. You did it superhero style.
I did it. They had it coming.
Vengeance.
It was like Dexter in a way.
Like Dexter in a way.
But a little less badass.
She's like, you made a mistake, buddy. And you don't even know it yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we get to the next email? I like that Joe's in charge of emails now.
Yeah, that's great. Is that a new thing?
No, I just went through them and forward an email.
So Joe could do it?
So he can read it, because I have so many on my phone.
I never get to do the emails.
No, he definitely.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, me too.
So this one I'm not going to like. But basically, it's this girl from Australia. And,
what's her name?
Heidi,
that's a nice name.
I love the first sentence going to be like, please don't say my name.
What's this guy's Twitter handler at?
No.
Twitter handler.
Oh, I don't even know anything.
You don't know the lingo, bro.
I know, I don't.
I really don't. What a loser.
I don't.
Beat it, geek.
All right, so this girl says, so last month during the day, I walked around a corner of my house, and there was this tall black silhouette figure of a man in what I think was a three-piece suit and hat. Naturally, I screamed bloody murder, ran, and locked myself in my bedroom. I've been searching to try and figure out what it was, and all that comes back is stuff about sleep paralysis, which I am aware of and have experienced.
You both experienced sleep paralysis, correct?
Yeah, I think I said this before on this podcast. If you're a girl and you're going to write in, send the pictures so we know.
She has a little picture
here. You're such a dirtbag.
I'm kidding.
I love that right before that, you're like, I don't want you to think that I make a girl's worth. She is pretty.
She actually did send a picture.
That's her.
It was like her icon there.
Oh.
But Joe did that for you.
Yeah, thank you, Joe.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Obviously, I'm
now kidding, Mike's willing to help you. Can I first say what sleep paralysis is for those who don't know? So sleep paralysis, and we can go different levels with it. I believe that when you sleep, you often actually leave your body. You know, that there is an astral realm and
so
dreams
anyway,
are different
sleep
dimensions.
Paralysis.
Shut up!
Is when your mind wakes up before your physical body does.
So it's when your physical body, right, or when your spiritual body hasn't yet fully come back into your physical body. So yes, you're like awake, but it's your body hasn't like assimilated yet back into.
Right. If I take naps during the day, which I never like do, like rarely I'll do that. But if I do it, I will more than likely have sleep paralysis.
Interesting.
So I'll wake up when I go to bed that night, like I'll be fine. When I go to bed, when I wake up in the morning, I'll be awake and I'll start panicking because I feel like I can't move.
Yeah.
So I'll just start breathing heavy and then I feel like I can't breathe. And then eventually you just jolt out of it and you're like, oh,
yeah,
fuck.
I know. Exactly.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. It sucks.
Well, that's kind of like lucid dreaming, is it not?
In a way.
In a way.
Sleep paralysis doesn't mean you were necessarily lucid dreaming. Lucid dreaming is when you're aware.
That you're dreaming.
And still dreaming.
Yes.
And it's happened to me a couple times. And it's very freaky.
There
have been times where I stay with it for as long as I can.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting better at that, but it's.
Usually I have I've had many lucid dreams. And as soon as I
figure it out.
I'm like up in one, two, I'm up. You know
what
I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
I have been able to recently stay in a little bit longer. Like
really?
Maybe like 5 minutes. And then it freaks me out. And then I'm like, because I at the last one, I was like, okay, I'm lucid dreaming. Let's fucking go somewhere. Like in my head, I was like, all right, I'll do this. And then I just was like, I don't want to do this. You know, because I didn't know where I was going to go or what I was going to. Because they say if you lucid dream and you're really traveling in the astral realm in different dimensions, like you could encounter some weird beings. And if you don't know yet how to properly protect yourself and guard yourself in white light and whatever they say, you could end up getting chased by like a werewolf in there.
Yeah.
What?
I'm with you.
Oh, man. I don't know what the fuck a tall silhouette of a man has to do with sleep paralysis. I don't know how that makes any sense.
Yeah, well,
she's probably having nightmares.
She saw this being in her dreams, or she just saw this when she was awake. I think she said when she was awake, right?
She claims to have been awake. Yeah,
I like how you say claims as if your girlfriend doesn't see beings all the time.
I like how she's no credibility. I still, she's a woman. Well, she claims that I hit her.
No, but I tell her too. I'm like, dude, you know. There was a time where she proved herself wrong. She was like, oh, it was a plant. That's what it was. She figured it out.
Who, Sammy?
Who, yeah. Your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Sammy sees beings.
All right. You want her to see
that,
them
no,
so bad.
No, she does.
No.
Anyway. Yes, she does.
Anyway.
You go into denial.
Has she been on the podcast a lot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sammy's another recurring, for sure.
Yeah, she's been.
She's probably our most recurring, actually.
No.
Really?
More than Nate? Are you out of your mind?
Maybe they're, like, tied.
No.
Anyway. back to this figure. I mean, there, you know how I believe. There are tons of different beings out there in the universe. And sometimes they like accidentally cross dimensions, or sometimes you, for a moment, wake up to something else and you'll see it. What I try to do, I don't normally see dark, scary things. I think that's because I very much always put out the energy of like, you know, I try to be very positive. So even if I'm in like a dark place, I think I put out the message of like, only, literally sometimes I'll say this, like only light beings are allowed. So if I'm going to sleep and I'm freaked out, or I wake up in the middle of the night from a nightmare, as scared as I am, I go, you know, please, only light beings. I'm surrounding myself in white light.
You say this out loud?
No, not usually out loud. Okay. Just, you know, in my head, but I'm like, sometimes I'll be like, you know, Jesus protect me, or the council, or like I'll call all these different beings, Archangel
Michael.
Who is
the council?
I mean, we'll get into that another time.
The council.
The council. It's a council of beings, of light beings that are here to help ascend and raise the vibration of Earth, because we are evolving and ascending.
Check, please.
Which, yeah. Which actually, Joe's actually a part of. That's part of your mission, is to help wake people up and to bring. That's why I called you a light worker, which you probably didn't even know. You might be. I don't know. You might be.
Oh.
But, I wouldn't be surprised, but that's why I'm saying
you're head of the council.
Joe, I don't know if you're on the council,
Mike. I'm going to whack
people out. but, but you haven't yet. You're not really, you don't need to know about your mission exactly yet, but you have a big one. You're already doing it. It's just you're not fully aware of how big of a difference.
I support
I'm
all
on,
this.
So. I'm on the council.
I do.
No, but you're down. I'm sure you're a light worker too.
Yeah, listen, I'm not saying that.
You
to,
just
I'm
have
just saying,
you just have some. Some things that you need to look at down there.
I'm just saying.
We can get into that another time.
I'm saying what you say is I fully support what I agree with
can
all this stuff.
Can you see that Joe would be a crazy light
yeah,
worker?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I'm being honest. I support all this stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Everything. Ow, I have a circulatory problem in my hand. Mike just squeezed my hand really,
really?
Hard. When it gets cold
Wait,
out,
what?
My fingers start to swell and you just, yeah.
Oh, Sammy has that.
Does she?
Yeah. And my brother's hands turn fucking white.
Mine
like
turn white,
person.
And then
wow.
At the tips, they like get so swollen, which is happening right now because of the weather. So,
wait, yeah. Hold on. So, she's seen people in her dreams, or she saw it at night, and then she's.
Sammy sees.
No, not no. Sammy, this girl, Wendy.
She. Heidi.
Heidi.
All she said was that she was walking around, and, you know, last month during the day, I walked around a corner of my house, and there was a tall black silhouette figure of a man. So, I'm guessing.
And
that's
I
not
actually
in the
got
dream.
Another email from another listener who saw another figure with like creepy teeth and stuff. And this stuff happens.
The Mothman prophecies, remember? That's a real, remember that guy?
The what?
Oh, now you're not going to believe this
no,
story?
No, I do. I'm just upset about it. Tell me.
Oh, you know.
I'm not going to be able to sleep.
It's some guy. I don't know. You know, I'm going to paraphrase and botch everything up. But
is this real or from like a movie?
It's real. But they made a movie about it starring Richard Gere. Remember Richard Gere? I love Richard Gere. He's a great
Everyone
actor.
Remembers Richard Gere. Keep wow. going, Pretty yeah. Woman.
Remember the movie. So long story short, this guy in the 60s, I mean, the movie, you know, is way different than whatever the story.
No, I want to hear the real story.
The story is this guy was just driving home. He wasn't a drinker. He wasn't just like a regular dude, and like a family. He's driving home, and Shelby, do you know this if you can help out? So basically, he sees someone, and like the figure, he's a man, and he stops.
It's like dark clothing and stuff?
I don't know what the guy was wearing, but he was.
I hate this shit.
He stops the car in the middle of the thing, and he goes, "Hello, my name is. I'm from the planet so and so. I'm here," and like they had this conversation.
I wonder which planet. Keep going.
And then the guy he leaves, and then he tells everyone like this, and everyone's like, "Oh, we don't believe you." But he said like the guy was. I don't know what he was doing. Maybe like light was coming off him.
Really?
Like walking up and down the highway, and other people report. Seeing someone walking.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's like, it's other reports can confirm what this.
So we don't know if he's like a bad guy or whatever.
Yeah, you don't know if he's a bad or good guy.
Okay, well, I totally am down for that.
Yeah.
So, okay.
She's already on board. You could have made that whole fucking thing up. And she's like, fuck it, I'm in. Yeah, whatever. As soon as you said
that
the word.
Pretty funny.
As soon as you said the word light, she was like, no, yeah, I'm on. I'm in. Light beam, I'm in.
That was really good.
I don't know if he is like a negative or a positive entity or
but
both.
But you're on board.
I'm not saying it's definitely true. I'm just saying, of course, I could believe in that. Okay?
Yep. Sure.
There's a lot of weird fucking shit out there, Joe Santagatz.
I believe in almost everything.
As I itch this, I have to itch. Okay, anyway. So.
statement. I pretty much believe in everything.
Yeah, so. I do, because listen, you don't know. So you don't get
my my conversations with Mike, we could just go deeper and deeper and deeper. And we're like, yeah, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
For sure.
But no, the people are seeing these things. And I say, like, you know, if, who knows, sometimes when you're going through like a darker, more negative thing, your more negative entities are going to be attracted to you. And what I'd say is try to protect yourself and say, only light beings are allowed in. There are only light beings are allowed to protect me. Every time I meditate or do anything like that, I always ask for the council to protect me, the light beings, like Jesus, all. I mean, there's so many different entities and ascended masters out there that I always call on to help look after me. My higher self. You want me to keep going, Joe? I'll freak you the fuck out. Let's play, bitch.
You know what, Joe? Can I ask you a question? When you and Kate started this, Kate, you weren't very spiritual, were you?
No, I had just...
You just were getting into it.
But, like, I had just... So I had a crazy car accident about 4 years ago. And after that, I started seeing a crazy purple light energy thing follow me. And that's when shit started getting weird for me. But when we first started the podcast, I had just met Tim, my ex, who's super in this. And I'd say definitely that was a time where it was accelerating, or more that I started owning it more. But no, Joe's definitely gotten to see.
So, because Joe's seen all the steps.
I've seen it all, man.
He's seen the rise of the Sorceress Queen.
The first episode of this podcast, we talk about like one night stands, I think.
Yeah.
And then the third podcast was about fucking God knows what.
No, it was fuck your iPhone.
Joe's like, what the fuck did I sign up for? No, Jesus Christ.
It was either the third or fourth one. It was already about like, so like there's these things that come down and just fucking, and I'm like, holy shit.
That's great.
I remember that for that podcast where Tim came on.
He
literally talked for 20 minutes straight without skipping a beat. And I was just like, and my nose is bleeding and shit.
Does that, now, since you hear this all the time, I don't know, has that changed you at all? Do you?
I don't know.
It is.
Has that made you more spiritual?
I know I'm answering for him, and I apologize. Sure. I'll let him do it after. But sure. Like, it is changing him deeply on a spiritual level that he's not fully conscious of yet. But yes, he's changing.
Okay. I think I'm just.
And the Rockstar Shaman and I both have felt into his energy, and it's happening. He's an alien king, which he doesn't realize. And but whatever. We're gonna take a quick break. You are in the council. We're gonna take a quick break.
Welcome to our presidential debate between Donald Trump.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bernie Sanders.
I'm honored that the American people are devoting their time to us tonight.
And Hillary Clinton.
Where is she? Is she still in the toilet again? I hope she's not deleting any more emails.
Oh, I am so sorry. I was in the little girl's room.
Hill, maybe you should get yourself a squatty potty.
A what?
Squatty potty. It's the small toilet stool. It puts yourself in the correct angle. So, you know, you can go better.
Sanders, I think you're full of it. Heck, you believe unicorns can make rainbows.
I am not full of it. Since I've been using Squatty Potty, I'm able to let it all go a lot easier. Squatty Potty can get our country moving again.
There's no debate. Squatty Potty, as seen on Shark Tank and made in the USA, will guarantee better eliminations. Go to electsquattypotty.com for free express delivery and discreet packaging. Squatty Potty has an exclusive 60-day guarantee and is available at all Bed Bath & Beyond and Target stores. Go to electsquattypotty.com today.
Get America moving again. Invest in a Squatty Potty.
Celebrity voices are parodies and not endorsements.
This is Sherrod Small.
And Kurt Metzger.
Of the Race Wars Podcast. Check out our podcast.
To hear the very first interracial friends in history.
That's right.
That's right. We're the first.
We are.
The first real interracial friends talking about race openly and without fear. And there ain't nothing like it anywhere.
You're
cheating yourself if you're not listening.
You can find new and archived episodes of Race Wars on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Yeah.
So check it out.
So Joe's an alien king, like I was saying. And
Mike's so confused. Mike, did you know this about me?
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't think that...
Doing my research, buddy. You don't think I know things about you?
Mike's visited you in the astral realm.
I don't think it like has changed me or made me spiritual, but more just kind of open to the idea, I guess. Which I've kind of... I feel like I've been... like a open-minded person.
Sure.
Forever. For
the most part. But
I mean, he puts up with my weirdness.
Yeah, I mean, I take some and I throw some in the garbage with Kate.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Of course. Hey, yeah. That makes it. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean,
what are you throwing in the garbage?
All the extra. which is just like, you know, all the dragon, all that, like just all just dragon shit.
Well, I said this before. Once we're on the other side, once we're out of our bodies and we're chilling on the other side as friends, I'm not going to say I told you so, but I'm going to wink and it's going to mean I told you so.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, right now you're calling yourself a dragon or whatever it was.
I'm not a dragon. I have dragon energy. Clearly I'm not a dragon because I'm a human and I love my humanness. The human design is wondrous, complex, brilliant. I'm so down.
You got any other adjectives? Are you good?
What? That's pretty good. What do you have for Heidi? What do you have?
I have no idea. Maybe you saw something you thought you. I don't know. You know what I mean? Were you really tired?
You're right. Sometimes it could be a figment of your imagination. Listen, my brother had to give me a lecture the last time I saw
him. Doesn't your eye see what your brain?
Yeah, but sometimes. Like, okay, hold on. So the last time I was with my brother, Shane and I, we were all in a hotel room. Shane and I had our own room, and weird shit was happening that night. And I woke up and I was like, Greggy, the aliens were visiting me. My brother's like, listen, Katie, maybe they
were. Do people call you Katie?
My brother calls me Katie.
Okay. Yeah. That's it?
No, like my childhood friends growing up and family. So he was like, listen, Katie. He was like, okay, fine. Maybe it was, or maybe it wasn't. And he's like, you have to have healthy skepticism and be grounded with this. And my brother's down for the spiritual, you know, but he's like,
and
he thinks
right.
I'm too quick, which he's right. I'm
you
too quick.
You are fucking too quick. Clearly, he fucking said the word light. You're like, yeah, no, that guy walking on the fucking highway. I'm in.
I was in what you just told me. You had a weird
That's
story.
Why it's a beautiful combination, me and you, because you help ground me because I would fly off to the heavens a lot quicker.
Oh, God, you would be levitating above this fucking table.
Ow, I'd love to levitate.
But, No, but you are quick to do that because, like, and you're quick with the fucking childhood problem thing, too.
I'm quick to give someone a story.
Yeah, you're like, you know what? He's probably like that because his childhood, he got hit in the face with an iron. And
his mom didn't only hug him on Tuesdays.
Yeah, it was just one day a
Did
week.
Did you only get hugged on Tuesdays,
no,
Mike?
From a loving, unconditional family.
Yeah. Wow.
Parents were great.
Yeah, during the weekdays. Weekends, parents would just.
Sorry, I'm being so aggressive towards you. I'll kill you.
I was loved, bitch.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come across.
Oh, no. Unconditional.
But yeah, come from a good family. Nothing was bad.
Yeah. So why was he shitting in closets, Kate? Because he...
Yeah, I don't know if...
You weren't shown enough.
We'll see. Yeah, I would go in. I'd think that you're shitting in closets because people didn't hug you enough on Tuesdays.
Yeah, like, oh, no. You need the validation from everyone. Like, you can't just do stupid shit without Kate making up a story for you.
I did it because these guys had it coming. And if I didn't do it, who would?
Mike, my
Someone's
got to
do it.
Someone's. I made a point.
For Your justice.
For the people.
Yeah.
The people aren't going to tolerate this.
No. And you know what?
And why not make a name for myself at the same time? Yeah, okay. Sure.
And
does that make me a bad person? No.
Do you Mike think, the pooper.
You think people thought twice?
Yeah.
Back then?
About inviting me to a party?
Yeah.
Sure. They did.
Better think twice. This could end bad.
That like kills all the logic of what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Sometimes though you are forced to do things like
shit in someone's closet.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you just back to a corner, you're like, there's no other way out, so this is what I'm going to do.
Sometimes you have to make a point, and you can't make it with words.
Well, listen, I would agree that it's good to set healthy boundaries and to stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, shitting in someone's closet, okay. You know, but I like the underlying message of stand up for yourself.
Stand up for yourself.
Don't take
and
shit.
And you don't need to use physical violence. Now, I will say this. I will not fight someone. I won't. I
like it.
But what I will do, I'll do the next best thing to physical violence. I'll ruin a movie for you.
That's terrible.
I'll take away that experience.
Yeah.
Just throw out the whole ending.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will. And that hurts because then you can't get that
Can you
back.
Give me an example of this happening?
I did it recently. With Game of Thrones.
Really?
Yeah. I'll do it again because I don't give a shit. But Jon Snow dies in the last.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
Oh, God.
What? Dude, the fucking thing. It was a year ago that the whole season. season ended.
That's true. If you didn't see Game of Thrones,
that's why
yet,
I don't give a fuck.
Not his fault.
That's why I don't give a shit.
If that shit happened yesterday,
it wasn't
and you said
last
that,
week.
That would be fucked up.
Dude, it wasn't last week that this happened. This happened fucking last year.
That's like, yeah, that's like ruining Sixth
the
Sense.
The new season's
right
coming up
that's
in
like
April.
Ruin, Walter White.
Yeah, I mean, Sixth Sense. I'm like, yeah,
Breaking Bad.
Bruce Willis was dead. So, sorry, fuckers. Yeah. I don't like any of that shit. People yell at me, oh, I was watching it. A year later, your fault. You're like, I held out for a long time, man.
I've been sitting on this for a while now.
Yeah, it's like,
you didn't have to tell me.
Something I just realized, Mike laughs a million times harder at your funny things
that's
than mine.
Nice.
I think so.
I'm just so funny.
Okay, so.
Was that my laugh
and
or sad
king?
And happy?
Yeah.
Heidi, I would say I don't have any advice for you other than great pick. No, I don't know.
Heidi, I would say just try to protect yourself more. And you know what? Buy a book
maybe
at like Barnes
really
and Noble or something.
Man. Why can't you just see a tall man?
Get it. No, it might have been an entity.
I believe it could have been anything. And I believe that it probably was whatever you believe. So
and
you should
Google protecting yourself from spirits or, you know, how to protect yourself from entities. Something like that. Yeah. Even into Google.
Light a flare.
There are candles that you can light. Light a flare. You know, you were close. A candle. That's pretty close.
I mean, yeah.
Sage. There are different healing and, like, cleansing You just got Palo, was it Palo Santo? Like that little stick with your feather? That's actually a clearing device.
Right.
So there are
used
things
it yet,
you can
but
buy.
It is on my desk.
Like the Native Americans used to do all sorts of ceremonial things to help cleanse. Dream catchers, I don't know how much they work, but like, you know, so just there are things out there. All right, let's get to the next email, Joe.
I don't have it was another the, email.
Yes, there was another email. No, it was okay, I'll tell you what the email was about. Let's just, so.
Wait, hold on. We're still not, so that first guy, he's solved.
No, we're
Brian?
Not.
Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's just got to follow his highest excitement. We talked about that the
we
entire
just don't
time,
know.
Mike.
We said start with the smallest things. And then Joe gave great advice where he was like, also, people think that they're doing things the wrong way.
Yeah. We're,
maybe he's just not as...
No, he's just holding himself to a higher standard, so he thinks he's not living up
or
to,
maybe
to his
he's
own
a psychopath.
Expectations that he made for
yeah,
himself.
Yeah, Brian, watch Good Will Hunting, too.
Yeah.
It's pretty good advice, huh?
Pretty good movie too.
Yeah,
Mike, you just blew us all away.
Or Saving Private Ryan, that movie chokes me.
Also
up every
a good
time.
Movie.
The end, Tom Hanks, he dies.
What else is it? See, he did it. You know, that's brave, but fuck everyone because it already came out.
That was 13 years ago.
Yeah, you guys have had your time.
You haven't seen Saving Private Ryan?
Of course, I've seen Saving Private Ryan.
Tom Hanks, what an actor!
Wasn't there a spoof like Saving Ryan's Privates?
Oh, there's a porno.
Oh yeah.
I didn't watch it. But I did become aware of it.
Well, thank you, Joe, for sharing that really boring snippet of information. Okay, so...
New email.
Okay, so remember, I'm not reading exactly the email, but this is the
paraphrase.
What the guy said. Okay, so there's this guy, and he has a close friend that's a girl that I think he does kind of have feelings for. I think he says in an email.
No kidding.
Okay, of course, because he's writing in about her.
Yeah, come on.
So he has feelings for this girl, but she has a boyfriend, and he's quote-unquote accepted that. But him and this girl want to go traveling together for something, and her boyfriend is not okay with her traveling with this guy. And he's like, I think that's messed up. We're just friends. Her boyfriend shouldn't be so possessive. What do you think?
One, this is what you do. Throw the boyfriend under the bus. Make up a story if you like this girl that puts him in a bad limelight and you in a good limelight.
You're evil.
Or
I'm kidding. And then get evidence. Say you have evidence of him dumps.
Or you throw him under a bus for real and he is gone and you
problem
guys can
solved.
Travel.
Problem solved.
Oh, I'm kidding. Okay, someone else go. And I'm going to think of
okay,
real
I'll
advice
go,
based
I'll
on
answer
your advice.
It. Okay. So I'll start. Or do you want to start, Joe?
Sure.
I really like what you're doing with your headphones.
I can understand all parts of this. Honestly, the only part that I don't fucking understand is that why would you want to go traveling with this your guy friend?
No,
and not your boyfriend.
Oh, there might be something coming up. I forget if it was like through school or something.
Oh,
but there was something. I wish I sent you the goddamn email.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I
you
did.
Didn't. You
okay,
me,
you well, you keep going. I'll try to find the exact thing.
Well, this is what I'm saying. It's weird that you, like, unless there's, like, crazy circumstance, it really depends on the situation. Because if they're just traveling just to travel, then, yeah, I'd be like, what? Why?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, why, like, why don't we travel? You know
yeah,
what I mean?
No, of course.
Wait, I found it. Okay. He's saying, anyway, my friend, the girl, and I are looking to backpack Europe for 2 weeks with a couple of other friends. And she told me that her boyfriend isn't comfortable with us going together. I understand where he's coming from, but I feel like he's holding her back from a memorable experience. We've gone to concerts, sports games, and bars together. So
I would need to know how long they've been dating for and how long they've been friends, because that you need
that
the variables.
In.
Yeah, you need the variables.
Why isn't the boyfriend coming?
I don't know.
See?
Well, here's the other thing. Yeah, and I think you were getting to this. Like, if I had feelings for one of my close guy friends, I think it would be torturous to do, like, long trips with him if he had a girlfriend.
Yeah, but you know what? Girls like doing that shit. They like torturing guys, stringing them along. Hey,
right, that's fine.
Let's go on fucking vacation together.
Okay.
Just fucking, you know.
You guys just fist bumped and I vomited in my mouth.
Maya, that's what they do. I swear to God, they do that, Kate.
Yeah, but some guys, listen, I know some guys who love female attention and they know that the girl likes them and they just string them along so their ego can flare up. However, whatever. My point is all you can do is protect yourself. And for me, if I had feelings for someone and they were with someone else, or even if they weren't with someone else, but they didn't want to be with me, I don't think I'd want to torture myself by being with them all the time.
Well, we don't know.
My heart would hurt the entire time.
No, it wouldn't. Because the only time that you could pretend that you guys are together is when you're actually together. So that's why he wants to go backpacking. Across Europe. What the fuck does that mean,
I have no idea what you just said. He wants to go backpacking. This guy wants to go with this girl.
You're saying, like, why does he want to go with her if he has feelings with her for her?
But can't have her.
Because
he wants to have her.
Because
he doesn't say that, though, does he?
No, he doesn't.
No, but you know.
But come on.
I know.
The only time that he feels like he does have her is when he's in person with her. And what better way to feel that way if you're in Europe backpacking, whatever the fuck that means. I don't actually know.
You don't know what
Europe,
backpacking
what
means?
What does that mean?
You go to different cities.
So you really just have your stuff in a backpack. You don't take a lot of stuff. You take just enough so you can, like, literally get your backpack and you travel through all different countries in Europe. And
go to different towns.
You could either do hiking or you're not hiking, but you're just visiting all sorts of places.
I don't know why
maybe
we made
staying in hostels.
I'm not sure why we made a new word for traveling, but
that's sure. Traveling to you?
Yeah.
No, because traveling could be way more, like, luxurious. Like, getting in a hotel room and, you know, backpacking is like you're going to get a little more down and dirty with it. Like, you know?
Like, you have to do your own laundry in Austria?
Fine.
I'm asking a question.
Keep going.
I mean, like I said before, I can understand every part of this besides the one where the girlfriend's like, yeah, I'm going to go with all my friends, not you, though. That's a little weird. Sure. Then as a boyfriend, I'd be like, why? You know what I mean? Like,
I agree with you.
And I can understand a guy or anyone. I can understand anyone when their significant other has a friend or a best friend or what have you that their girlfriend or boyfriend has a best friend of the opposite sex and they get along well and they talk about shit that they don't talk about with you, obviously, because that's what people do. I can understand, like, the jealousy there and kind of like, why do they have that relationship with them and not me? Do they like, it's because everyone's insecure. Not everyone's that comfortable with themselves. But like I said, I'm just reiterating at this point, can understand every part besides the part where the boyfriend's not going.
Doesn't your wife, Alyssa, sometimes go traveling without you?
She does, because I refuse to travel with her because I love her and I don't want her to have a good time and I want me to have a long time away from her. So it's not like, I know that sounds weird, but it's actually good.
And if the boyfriend's, like, upset about it, that means that he's been upset about it for a long time and they do a lot of things together and it's in question. Like, I wouldn't mind if Sammy went on vacation with her friends or whatever, because, like,
yeah,
she doesn't have, like, a best friend who's a dude. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She doesn't have that.
And you can tell if if I had a boyfriend and he had like a girl that was, they were best friends, but I could pick up on the fact that she secretly loved him, I wouldn't say you can't be friends with her, but yeah, him traveling when I'm not there, I would definitely be a little like, what's going on? I don't think I'd be 100% comfortable with that. And you can always tell when someone has feelings for your person.
But if it was me and I'm the boyfriend, I wouldn't say you can't go. Like, I'd be like, ahead. You know what I mean? Yeah. I wouldn't be like, you're not going. Like, then what? Then that means that I think that she's going to cheat on me in Europe.
Yeah, once you have to start being controlling and, like, you know, with my ex.
Which is, you always, that's what you should do, everyone. Be controlling, because that's when you know what they're doing when they're doing it. Thank you for tuning in today.
Yeah. Put a tracker on their phone.
Best know case where scenario, they're at always. Just chain them to the radiator.
Live in fear always, everyone. Right. No, but like with my ex, I was always jealous and I had a right to be. Do you know what I mean? Like, I also think like if those feelings are kicking up where you even want to control, it's either something that you got to look at where, okay, why, you know, are you just a control freak? What are you scared of? Or is that person activating that thing in you for a reason? You know, because I think the only really healthy relationship I've ever been in was with my ex Joe of many many years ago.
The one time I had a healthy relationship.
Thank you for laughing at my pain, Mike Cross. But I was never jealous, and like I never had to worry about that shit. Do you know what I mean? Though, like there was, he could hang out with whoever. I never wanted to check his shit. Like I just so trusted him, and he was the most trustworthy person. So it's like, if this guy is worried, maybe that he has something to be worried about, the boyfriend. Or maybe he's picking up on, yeah, you're trying to steal away his girlfriend and he's not about it. But like, he should trust the girl enough.
That's what I mean. That's what it comes down to. If it was me, I'd be like, all right, go. Like, I'm not like, and in my head, I would be like, I know what's going on. Like, I think I know what's going on here, but I wouldn't let that show. I would just kind of be like, yeah, go. Like, whatever. Like, I'm not going to try and ruin her trip, because if I'm dating her, then I should trust her enough to not cheat on me when I'm there. When I'm not there, I mean, you know what I mean? So I would be like, ahead, go. Have the time of your life. And, you know, hopefully she doesn't get a nice best friend dick in her.
Yeah, and we talked about this in the last podcast, too. It's like,
Hold on. Do you know what's funny? How we completely took this question and just assumed.
Oh, we assumed a lot. Well,
that's the problem with this. Is we're assuming now. Yeah,
not once did we answer this from his point of view. We're just like, no, you shut up. We're doing something else here.
See now what I and of course people email in and all that stuff and that you can't give. But what if you really wanted to solve the problem? This is what we would need. How long they've been together? How long they've been friends? We need pictures, too, because the pictures...
Oh, he's right, though.
Because then you could be like, hey, buddy, listen, you can't get this chick, okay?
What if Alyssa...
We can make judgments on him.
No, okay, you're right, but what if Alyssa... You're hysterical.
And then, if you really want, you need to say things like...
Chick.
Yeah, you need. We can make judgments, and we could say, well, you couldn't clear this, and then if... And then,
what if her best friend looks like Joe Santagato?
You're losing. You've already lost, buddy. I end.
Say goodbye.
I would say end on a high note and insult her and then leave. No, I'm just kidding. So you'll be the better man. No, but that's how you'd really. And then, you know, then you could really get the science down to it. And if you really wanted to get even more scientific with it, you would say, oh, this is what I do for a living. I make this amount of money.
This amounts of money.
He wants to know annual income.
Where do you live? How many roommates?
Please send Mike
the science down of it.
What is send Mike your streets. Bank account numbers.
I need the cross streets.
Mike.
But yeah, we're just over here assuming shit. I mean, hopefully this guy listens and he gets some, you know, some good
and the guy
feedback
asking,
or advice or whatever.
The guy asking's the friend, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't, he's like, what the fuck are they
but
talking
no,
about?
But no offense, listen. And this is what I actually talked to my wife about this the other day. And I don't know, Joe, you know, here's the thing. It's Joe, do you have a lot of girlfriends that are just girlfriends? Now, here's the thing what I'm saying with Kate. You and Kate have a similar, you have a podcast together.
Right.
You there's a variable that links you together. That, oh, we have a common goal.
Yeah.
We do this, and that's what bonds us.
And the age
us.
Difference also.
Yeah, I talked to you about this.
Sammy
she's less.
I'm like a mom.
She's less, what's the word? you're less of a threat. She's less of a threat because of her age. She's older.
Sure.
So it's seen as
and
like,
I'm a dragon
all right,
sorceress.
She's not whatever. You know
what
I mean?
Still bang older chicks if you wanted. You could bang anybody, Joe. You know what I mean? Don't sell yourself short.
I'm just saying,
Joe, you can go after whatever you want.
Joe, you got you.
You
want
a 60-year-old?
You
want
to hang out with my wife tomorrow? You got it. No, but
oh my god.
No,
Mike.
But like if let's say Kate was my podcast host and she was 20. She was my age. She was 23 years old.
Yeah.
And she was like
which I am energetically.
Sure.
And she was like this, like, quote unquote, smoking hot, big tit woman, the girl.
She sounds awesome.
You know what I mean? Then it would be like, you know, then I feel like Sammy would have more of like a issue
sure.
with it.
But what I'm asking
but
you
even
is,
if I was the age that I am, if there was any flirtiness on my end, she could also have reason to be annoyed. Like, we quickly established that that wasn't in our dynamic as well. I think like
yes and no in a way.
But here's the thing. What I'm asking you is this: is that do
you're
you
saying
have,
that doesn't fully matter?
Do you
mean?
Have a lot of girlfriends that are just girlfriends that you just this is some girl?
Not
I
a lot.
With. Not a lot.
But there's now a that, few people that yeah.
Sure, there's a few. Sure, but yeah. Like, would you ever go to Europe with one of your girls and not your girlfriend?
No.
With a group of friends. Wouldn't you be like, I'm going to go with my girlfriend?
I would go with my friends who are guys.
Sure, of course. Yeah, of course. That's it.
No, yeah, I don't.
I'm having
no,
such
I don't.
A negative reaction because, like, I, you know, with my ex, I felt like I had to put up with such annoying shit like that in the sense of, like I had to fight for things that, like, you just don't have to fight for in a
sure.
healthy relationship. Like, no, you shouldn't be emailing back and forth with this girl who clearly has feelings for you. Like, why do you need that person's attention so much? Do you know what I mean? Though?
I agree, 100%.
It was things like that. Or, like, yeah, no, I don't want you sleeping over your friend's house who's a girl in the same bed. Like,
yeah.
like it would went so far where I'm like, why am I arguing this? Like, any healthy person with healthy boundaries, like,
yeah.
I wouldn't have to establish this.
Right.
Yeah.
Wasted energy.
I was going to say, like, cause
salty Kate in the building.
No, I couldn't agree more. I was talking to my wife, like, we were talking yesterday. We weren't arguing by all means. I'm saying, like, every girlfriend I have, we have, there's like a mutual variable. It's not just like, oh, this is just my friend. And we do lunch on Tuesdays and we talk about, no, I don't have any girlfriends like that.
Yeah.
Each friend of me and Kate were comedians. You know, we have this common thing that holds us
yeah.
together that
right.
you know what I mean? Like, I just don't have
but even with me and you,
one
this
girl.
Is what I was trying to say. Even with me and you, we don't have flirty energy.
No.
Like, I'm very good. If someone has a girlfriend, and even before, well, you've
sure.
always had Alyssa.
I've always just married.
But I'm always very good at that. Like, I don't do weird, like, you
yeah.
know? But, like, some girls would maybe try to test it, like, oh, he, you know, I want to feel good about myself. Let me make sure he would still want to fuck me, even if he's married or has a girlfriend. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not. That is bad energy. I have no interest in that, you know? So I think both Sammy and Alyssa pick up on the fact, too, that, like, I'm not trying to fuck any dude that's in something. Like, that's
mm-hmm.
not my life. And that kind of goes back to this guy where it's like, if she has a boyfriend and she's happy,
well, that's what
leave
I would,
it be.
That's what I would want to know is, and I want to know more information about it. One, of course, like I said, how long everyone's been friends or together and pictures to rate who can do better than who. But because that's important stuff to make those judgments. But what I'd also want to know is why do you want to go
Mike
with this?
Mike just wants to keep it real.
Why would you want to go with this girl? If I had to choose, like you said, if I had to choose some girl, and I'm not saying that some girls are bad to hang, but if I had to choose like a girlfriend or a buddy who I've known for like 8-10 years, I'm choosing that buddy any given day of the week.
Yeah. 100%.
Unless I'm having sex with that girl, because that's going to trump my buddies.
See?
Yeah,
does that make
know.
Sense?
That's math.
That's
yeah.
math. That is man math.
Yeah, that's
and
just
I have done man math my entire life.
You guys just got a free lesson. That was simple.
That yeah, was that was like, 2 + 2.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's just the simple shit. We can go deeper if you like.
Oh yeah. I could go all day in man math. Oh,
well, man. Guys, we gotta wrap this up.
Okay. But thank you guys for having me. I love
it. I love having
Joe,
you on, Mike.
Joe, I'm going to follow you on Twitter in a minute.
Follow him back, Joe. Don't hurt his feelings. Mike, where can they find you?
Or else on passive-aggressive tweets. Hey, Joe. No,
you will, though.
Oh, yeah.
Where can they find you? Promote your Twitter, Mike.
Mike Cross Comedy.
Nice. Guys, follow him.
Please.
Okay? He's back on. He's
I'm
ready.
Back on. I'm ready. I'm taking
He's
the Twitter
ready to stalk
world
all
storm.
Of you.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
No, thank you guys for having me. I love doing it. Mike Cross Comedy. Love being here.
And guys, please give us some more ratings and reviews. And the way, once again, that can work is give me a 5-star vagina or Joe a 5-star penis. And for example, can you give a fake rating for Joe's 5-star penis? Like, rate it energetically. Like, Joe probably has a 5-star penis because he is... Just talk about his magical qualities, Mike.
Oh, he's great looking, too. He's always got the 5 o'clock shadow, which is a great... Colin Farrell always does that, too.
So he probably got a 5 o'clock shadow on his dick as well.
Yeah.
Like the good kind.
And that's a good look.
Yeah.
The 5 o'clock shadow, if I could do it, I would. I can.
Yeah.
But that's a good look.
You're perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't rate my 5-star vagina. That's inappropriate. I don't want it. Anyway, so there you guys go. Rate us. Follow us on Facebook. We have an Invasion of Privacy page. And tell a friend about us. If you love our podcast and you're supporting us, tell your friends to check it out. And you can follow me on Twitter at the Kate Wolf.
Instead of backpacking across Europe with your friend, just tell them about our podcast. Leave
just
it at that.
Just sit home and listen to the podcast. Don't even go to Europe.
Well, trust me, that's a journey. We'll take you on a journey without ever leaving your house. Tarot card readings, $50. kwolf27@gmail.com. And Nathan and I will be performing at New York Comedy Club April 21st at 8 o'clock. Promo code NateKate for $5 tickets. Come out. It's going to be awesome. And March 10th, Unicorn Tits, where Rosebud Baker and I will be reading tarot and astrology for comedians. And that's at New York Comedy Club's V-Spot Cafe. And I think that's all the million plugs that I have.
And if you guys want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Joe Santagato.
Peace.